Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Okay, let's talk retail sales now. And spelling that out for us is Yelena Shultyeva. Well, Yelena, say it for me, will you?
Okay, it's Shultyeva.
Shultyeva. Okay. I do my best every time. I mess it up every time.
Good morning.
So she is Bloomberg Intelligence Senior U.S. Economist. Okay, so retail sales, consumer sentiment has been pretty high, so I would suggest that retail sales should be pretty high, yes?
That will be a very big test this morning if sentiment indicators, including consumer sentiment, actually filter into the hard data. So far, we haven't seen much of the evidence in the hard data that, optimism about the economy post-election is actually filtering into the real activity. So we saw auto sales going up in December, and that was 3% up from the previous month. We should support retail sales data this morning, especially the headline reading on retail sales.
But on the other hand, we also had a lot of very disappointing results from retailers like Macy's.
Absolutely. So brick and mortar, we all read the stories, and that seems like it's going to be a weak part of the report, which will be included in something called control group. So this is the retail sales data that excludes food, building materials, auto sales, and gasoline stations. And this is a component that filters into department store sales. So that there will be some weakness in there, we think, which could be partially offset by online shopping. So this ongoing recurring theme of shoppers going online instead of going to brick and mortar stores, we might see some of evidence in retail sales report of this ongoing trend, in fact. So we probably wouldn't expect a negative surprise on that front, but definitely we expect control group sales to be somewhat weaker than the headline reading would suggest.
Always a give and take here, but let me ask you this question. How much attention should we pay to this? This is now history, correct?
This is history, but this is the first one of the first hard data readings after the election results became known. So far we have seen a lot of confidence indicators going up across the board. In fact, consumer confidence is not the only optimism indicator. It is also small business confidence, and it's builders confidence. Confidence going up across the board, but the hard data, we really need to see evidence in those data.
Yelena Shultyeva, I got it.
You got it, right.
Bloomberg Intelligence Senior U.S. Economist, thank you very much for your insights this morning.